friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nesta sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a few hours ago, spoke with the International Olympic Committee, and the IOC agreed to his recommendation. Yoshiro Mori, president of the Tokyo Organizing Committee, said there was no other choice to protect athletes, adding that the games would be held no later than the summer of 2021. Earlier Tuesday, Seiko Hashimoto, Japan's Olympics minister, said she thought the world needed to halt the spread of the novel coronavirus before the games could be held in complete form.
やはり何よりも世界各国地域がコロナウイルスというものを収束。
Hashimoto said she hopes the IOC will listen carefully to the voices of the athletes and to work with each athlete to make the appropriate decision on when the Tokyo Olympics will be held. The Olympic Committee has faced growing calls from various quarters to postpone the Summer Games, including sports powerhouses Australia and Canada, who this week announced they would not compete in the Tokyo Games if they took place as originally scheduled in July. The influential U.S. Olympic Committee and Paralympic Monday afternoon also urged a postponement. This is the first time the games have been cancelled for any reason other than war. They were last cancelled during World War I and World War II. Before the announcement was made, Sunny Side of Sports contributor Dan Friedel caught up with Ghanaian Olympian Alex Amankwa, who is still training from his base in Arlington, Virginia, just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C.
We're joined now on the Sunny Side of Sports by Alex Amankwa, a Ghanaian runner who was in the Olympics 4 years ago. He currently lives and trains in Virginia, just across the river from VOA studios here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
So, Alex, we talked with you a couple months ago about your preparations for the 2020 Olympics, and you were explaining that for your key event, the 800 meters that you were going to target a couple of meets coming up in the spring to reach qualifying standard. Now with the coronavirus outbreak around the world, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about the status of some of those events. I can't imagine that any of those are going to go forward.
Yeah. As for now, most of the events are postponed or canceled. So it's kind of thrown everything out of whack, and we're just trying to take things a day at a time. So it's just been pretty tough dealing with that stuff, but we've been trying to do a good job of handling it, and I think me and my coach and our team has done a phenomenal job of keeping us in the right mindset.
So Alex, I was hoping you could tell our listeners a little bit, if they're unfamiliar with your competitive career, how you got started in running, and a little bit about your background, where you grew up, where you went to college, and how you got to the point where you were able to qualify for the Olympics in 2016.
Yeah. A little background about me is I was born in Ghana, Accra. And when I was about 8 years old, my mother and I and my younger brother, we moved to Los Angeles, California. I didn't know a word of English. I was definitely a culture shock. And growing up in Los Angeles, there was a lot of gangs, a lot of violence and things like that. And part of me wanted to be in a gang, and I thought it was cool to fit in until about my sophomore year of high school, and I started running track. Playing basketball, and I played basketball for 3 years, and a month before I was supposed to graduate, my basketball coach told me to go run track, and I was thinking track was for losers. I would never want to run track, but I ended up trying it out, and fortunately, I was pretty good at it, I ended up going to junior college for 2 years, and from there I transferred to the University of Alabama, where I was a multiple-time All-American. I broke the University of Alabama indoor track 800-meter record. From there, I went on to pursue running professionally. I had some success in there. I became an Olympian. I've made it to multiple world championships. I have the Ghanaian record holder. I'm the Ghanaian record holder for the 800 meters. And I'm just thankful for running, because it's opened so much door for me, that I've been able to be here and be a part of this beautiful track club, where we all support each other and are trying to be the best we can be.
So if somebody in Africa is listening to this show and considering a move to the United States, what kind of advice do you think you would give somebody?
Is one, be patient, because throughout all these, there's going to be so much going on. You're in a new place, new people, new environment. Everything is just going to be completely different, and it's going to be hard to sometimes you might want to give up or feel like I need to go back home, but everything takes time, so just being patient. The second thing is to understand that there are going to be hiccups along the road. Just understanding that takes away a lot of the stress, especially for me. Knowing in advance that it's going to be a bumpy road. You know, there's going to be times where I don't know what's going on. There's going to be times where I don't understand the culture or how things work in the U.S. And that's fine. That's just how things go. And the last thing is just have a supportive family or friends around you, having people who support you, who take their time with you, who are there to love you and guide you, made such a big impact to me.
Well, that's great to hear. So, Alex, I wanted to transition to, you know, talking about a little bit more of the current events. One of the things that we talked about the last time you were on the Sunny Side of Sports was that you had a couple of events, outdoor track events coming up in the spring of 2020 that you targeted to try to record a qualifying time that would automatically allow you entry into the Tokyo Olympics. And so those events have been canceled, and I know that you're not alone in that experience, where some of these events that athletes around the world have been targeting to record some of these qualifying times have been postponed or canceled. So how does that affect your motivation? Have you been able to keep training a little bit while some of these things have been put on the sidelines?
As far as, you know, what's going on right now with the virus and everything, personally, it hasn't affected my motivation. I'm still as motivated as ever. You know, there's been hiccups along the road, you know, as far as races or competitions that I can't attend, but it doesn't take away from my mentality, and how hard I'm working on the track. One of the biggest things that I try to tell myself and my coach, Tom Brumick, you know, preaches to us every day is, you know, control what you can only control. And, having that mindset, drilling that in our mind constantly, has definitely eased a lot of the stress around us. And just taking it a day at a time, trying to control, you know, what I can control, because everything else, you know, it's out of my hands. There's no point in stressing about it.
So, Alex, at this point, what have you been able to do as far as maintaining some of your fitness and keeping your workouts going when a lot of the advice has been stay 6 feet away from other people and stay away from crowds? Have you been able to get access to a track? Have you been able to keep lifting weights, that sort of thing?
As far as adjusting with, you know, some of the guidelines, you know, they've put on us about how many people can be together, we'll work out on tracks in small groups. And right when we're done, like, we have to head out, so we can't stay long. So we'll practice maybe 2 times a week as a group. And as far as the weight room stuff, you know, we don't have access to a gym, but I'm thankful for Under Armour, because they brought us some weights, and we have weights in our garage, and we lift in our garage. We do other little things, you know, at home, you know, just like certain body weight stuff that, you know, we've been pushing on us. So that's helped a lot. And also Formula Running Center, has helped me a lot too, because they're opening up their weight room for us a couple of times a week for us to use if we need it.
How would that affect you if the Olympics got canceled?
I still have a great mentality going into the next year and training.
Thanks, Dan. That's Dan Friedel, who spoke with the Ghanaian 800-meter Olympian Alex Amankwa by phone from Arlington, Virginia. Large gatherings, including other sporting events across the globe, have been cancelled over the coronavirus, which has infected more than 367,000 people globally, according to data compiled by the Johns Hopkins University.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. UEFA has finally postponed all its club competitions until further notice as a result of the COVID-19 crisis in Europe. The final of Europe's elite club competition had been scheduled for May 30th at the Atatürk Olympic Stadium in Istanbul. There are still four last ties to be completed, with Manchester City taking on Real Madrid, Juventus taking on Lyon, Barcelona taking on Napoli, and Bayern Munich taking on Chelsea, all having played just one leg. Atalanta, Paris Saint-Germain, RB Leipzig, and Atletico Madrid have all qualified for the quarterfinals. All eight Europa League last 16 ties are also at the halfway mark, with Manchester United, Wolves and Rangers among those still in the mix for the quarterfinals. There are also four quarterfinals left to play in the Women's Champions League, with Lyon poised to take on Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid versus Barcelona, Arsenal taking on Paris Saint-Germain, and Glasgow City poised to take on Wolfsburg. Last week, the Euro 2020 was postponed until next year due to the coronavirus outbreak. The European Rugby Champions Cup and Challenge Cup tournaments have also been postponed. In US sports, the NBA and NHL have suspended their seasons. The MLB has delayed opening day, and the popular NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments have been cancelled for the first time in their histories.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Athletics Federation of Nigeria says it has suspended all programs because of the coronavirus pandemic. Simini Alai Yang is the Director General of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, and he spoke to reporter Iron Mike Mbonye about the suspension of athletics events in Nigeria.
Well, you know the COVID-19 issue in the country, and everybody has been following the activities of every other person. Now we suspended these activities, all of our programs in AFN, because we cannot gather more than 50 people. I mean, the Confederation of African Athletics have also written to say we should make the health and welfare of our athletes the most important thing in our agenda. In order not to expose any of them to any danger, we decided to postpone all of our activities until such a time that we get a clear.
What is the fate of Nigerian athletes preparing for the games? Have you told some of them to be training on their own or doing workouts?
Yes, every athlete, especially the professional athletes, are training on their own. But you'll also appreciate the fact that most countries have postponed their competitions, even competitions that will lead to Olympic qualifications. They've postponed them. So it will not be in the best interest of our athletes that we expose them to something that will completely ruin, that has the capacity to completely ruin their career. Okay, so to that extent, if you have been following, a lot of these events, a lot of these competitions have been postponed by these countries. Yes, the organizers of Tokyo 2020 say they are working and they are listening to what WHO has to say. Everybody is apprehensive.
What are the contingency plans put in place by the Athletics Federation of Nigeria should the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic ease?
The Athletics Federation of Nigeria is fully aware of the need to ensure that our athletes that have the potential to qualify still qualify. Don't forget that we are supposed to be hosting the CAA Region 2 as well as CAA Grand Prix in Kaduna. This one we just postponed. And within the shortest possible time, as soon as the pandemic is over and the fears are over, we will put those ones because everything is in place for the Grand Prix to take place. So we still have plans. There are still a couple of competitions for these athletes to qualify. On the whole, it is not peculiar to Nigeria. It's not peculiar to the AFN. It's a global issue. Whatever other countries do when the pandemic is over, we will do the same thing.
While there are, you know, you have restricted or stopped some of your programs, are you in touch? Are you in contact with athletes at home and abroad?
We have always been in contact with our athletes before, during, and after this scourge that is threatening the whole world. We are always in touch with our athletes.
That's Iron Mike Mbonyi speaking to the Director General of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, Simini Alaiyan, on phone from Abuja, Nigeria.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
In other sports and coronavirus news, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he has fully recovered from coronavirus. The 37-year-old Spaniard became the first Premier League manager to test positive for the virus and had reported feeling unwell after it was confirmed Evangelos Marinakis, the owner of Greek side Olympiacos, who played Arsenal in the Europa League in February, had coronavirus. Arteta said, and I quote, "It took me 3 or 4 days to start feeling better, with more energy to leave the symptoms behind." The Ghana's players were due to report for training on Tuesday after completing 14 days isolation following Arteta's diagnosis, but the return has been postponed.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week, right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. World Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton has taken aim at people who are still meeting in large gatherings, despite a mounting coronavirus death toll across the world. Hamilton, who has been self-isolating but shown no symptoms, said he was so sad about lives being lost. The six-time Formula One champion added, and I quote, "I'm praying for my family's safety each day, but I'm also praying for you out there." Just a week ago, Hamilton took to social media and showed people how to wash their hands the proper way in an attempt to stop the spread of coronavirus. The start of the Formula One season has also been thrown into disarray as a result of the impact of the coronavirus. the first seven races have been postponed, with the Monaco Grand Prix, Formula One's most famous race, cancelled.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
Into some basketball news. Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert says he has temporarily lost his sense of taste and smell as he tries to recover from coronavirus. The 27-year-old tweeted, and I quote, "Just to give you guys an update, loss of smell and taste is definitely one of the symptoms. Haven't been able to smell anything for the last 4 days. Anyone experiencing the same thing?" End of quote. The French professional basketball player was among the first professional athletes in major American sports to contract the coronavirus and subsequently brought the NBA and every other U.S. league to a halt. Several NBA players have contracted the virus this month, with Kevin Durant and Marcus Smart having tested positive in the last few days. And straight into our daily Twitter updates, where we are tracking down comments made by athletes calling for precautionary measures in efforts to combat the spread of coronavirus. Today we're going to start with Kenyan men's marathon world record holder Eliud Kipchoge, who tweeted, and I quote, "To the people of Kenya and around the world, let's be mindful of washing our hands and practice social distancing to help stop the spread of coronavirus. I hope that you and your families are well in time and that you stay positive. We're in this together." Arsenal's prolific striker Alexandre Lacazette tweeted, and I quote, "Try to stay positive and healthy during this sad situation we're experiencing in the world right now. Hope you're all keeping well and making the most of stay at home." Belgian star of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku tweeted, and I quote, "Hope everyone is protecting themselves during this difficult time. Please follow the guidance of the World Health Organization against the coronavirus. Stay safe from the coronavirus infection by being smart and informing yourself about it. Be kind and support one another." Former Tottenham Hotspur midfielder and Harambee Stars captain Victor Wanyama tweeted, and I quote, "Wash your hands frequently with soap. Use sanitizers and let's practice social distancing." WBC heavyweight champion Tyson Fury tweeted, and I quote, "Remember to keep washing your hands to stop spreading germs. Stay hydrated, get your vitamins in, and stay positive, guys." And that wraps up the March 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mukbilia Baro. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is VOA.